You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant topics and conversations about today's financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and today we continue our Top 2 Tuesday program series. Today's title is Top 2 Tuesday Mortgage Questions. I am super excited to have in our studios today, Brandy Titus, loan originator, loan officer here at County National Bank. Brandy, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us a bit about who you are, how you got to be a loan originator, and your history with CNB.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me. I have been with County National for a total of 6 years in the loan officer role. Prior to that, I started in the business in my early 20s as a realtor. So I graduated from college on a Saturday and got my real estate license that following Monday. I believe I was 20 years old at that time. From there, when the market crashed in 08, my husband and I were building a new house. He is a contractor, so we didn't want to have our eggs all in one self-employed basket. So I went to Flagstar Bank to do warehouse lending, where we funded mortgages all across the United States to mortgage companies. Then from there, I actually was called by County National Bank to become a processor and an underwriter. So there I worked for about 3 years and then was given the opportunity to go to Greenstone Farm Credit and take on an ag role. Start to finish, I've started as a realtor and then went through that 360 cycle of every step that your file goes through to now become an originator. So it really does give me a positive impact for customer relations because I can offset a lot of those problems that a customer may experience through a file to make their transition a lot smoother and get to the closing table quicker. I'm a banker, a farm wife, and a mother of two little boys, 6 and 3.
So that really helps. So when a client comes into my office and has questions, I have a little bit of background in loan origination, but not nearly the extent that you've just described. So if somebody comes into my office with questions, I know that I can hand them Brandy Titus's card and they're going to get the answers, which means that you're perfect for our topic of conversation today. And normally with our Top 2 Tuesday program, we have, you know, one or two and sometimes three questions that we kind of pick out, kind of a top two plus a bonus. Today, with our topic of mortgage origination and closing and all of those things, when it comes to buying a house or refinancing, there are so many different topics. I've got a huge list. So we're going to go through and see what we can get done today. So I'm ready to go. Are you ready to answer questions?
I'm ready. Fire away, Steve.
Awesome. Let's do it. So maybe question number one, let's start here when we talk about preparation. So if I'm going to buy a house, what is the best way for me to prepare for buying a house?
In today's world, a lot of us are very versatile. We have the great tool of online applications. We can take an application over the phone. We can do an in-person loan consultation. It all depends what works best for the customer. I always have a series of questions that I ask the customers so I can start identifying what loan programs they would qualify. So some of my first questions are you self-employed? Do you earn a W-2 wage? Have you had a two-year work history? Any idea what your credit score is? A lot of the programs are driven by income limits. So I always ask, what is your household income? What is your individual income? Just kind of give them a basic five run of questions of, okay, you've answered those basic questions. Here's what products would be available to you. And then we go into that second round of what are you looking for? You know, a lot of realtors, as you're looking to buy a home, they're going to go, have you spoke with a lender? Have you worked with a local lender? Local lenders mean to a lot of realtors, they understand the market. They understand the diversity that we're seeing right now in multiple offer situations. So we really try to go through and prep those borrowers of, okay, you're looking at a home for $100,000. Do you need to be approved for $120,000 to compete in a multiple offer situation? We always want to send that borrower out to a realtor with a letter that says, yes, they've been to us, they've spoke to us, here's what they need. Do they need seller concessions? Do they need to sell their home first? So there's a lot of different story problems that don't necessarily fit in the same box that as we go through questions and consultations, we're going to open up those avenues for conversation and how we can best prepare the customer to make an offer.
So I'm just going to point out something. When I asked you this question, you did not have flat list of you need to have A, B, C, D, and E. And I think that's perfect because people and situations, they don't fit into nice, neat little boxes. And so if somebody comes up, maybe they're concerned that they're not ready. Maybe they just don't know. I love the fact that you will take the time with someone to find out some better details.
Is it a home on 40 acres and is it being farmed? You know, that sometimes limit what opportunities we have with our investors. So if we can really kind of get a feel of this is what the customer's looking for, these are what obstacles you may have or what fees you may face, let's run some of those scenarios and go, okay, this is what I would like to offer you in a perfect world. If that doesn't work, these are other options we could look at. Or I may have other business partners that I work with from outside lending institutions that I don't get a personal gain from it, but we're creating those relationships to give the customer the best options available to them. And as a community banker, that's very important to me.
You used the phrase story problem. And as much as our kids hated them, you know, and even we did kind of growing up in math class, life really is more of a story than it is just numbers on a page. And I appreciate your perspective of when a client comes in, their life is a story. And we're just another part of that. They're not just numbers on a page.
My cell phone number is always on my business card. You know, don't be afraid to send a text. If you have a question and you're going to look at a house on a Saturday at noon, that's an advantage of a local lender. We're kind of available 24/7. So I'm really big about building those relationships. You know, these are my family, friends, my neighbors I see in the grocery store. I want to make sure they have a positive experience. I really pride myself on that. And that's one thing that I really would encourage listeners is look into local lenders. Granted, we have a lot of online competition, but sometimes our fees and pricing may be different, but let us explain to you why that is. Don't rule us out. Let us, you know, give you the opportunity and make you feel at home.
Excellent advice for getting ready to purchase a home. Let's keep going. What is the average length of time that it takes from the time that I submit my application to when I'm able to close? And why does it take that long?
So once you've been issued a pre-qual letter that says, yes, you know, we've went through this scenario, we've pulled credit, we've looked at anything that may possess any issues for the customer, then they go out and they find the realtor, or they may have already established a relationship with the realtor to start looking for homes. That may take them, you know, 2 or 3 months to get an offer accepted, or it may take them, you know, 3 business days. Once that offer is accepted, we always encourage the customer to do their home inspection first. So really, by the time you write your offer to the time the financing begins, it's typically about 10 to 14 business days, depending on how quick you can get a home inspector out there. So once that information comes back to me, yes, we're satisfied, we want to move forward. At that point, I would start saying, hey, I'm under the impression you've got an offer accepted. Let's start gathering these documents and get them to me. So when your home inspection's sufficient, we can move forward. At that time, we would gather pay stubs, bank statements, W-2s, tax returns, profit and loss statements if you're self-employed, driver's license, taxes and insurance on any additional homes that you own. So we're going to start gathering those financial supporting documents. Once those are gathered, and then I send it to processing and underwriting. What they do is they're going to validate all those findings that I found. Does my income match their calculation? Do my bank statements support enough funds to close? Are there anything red flags that have popped up? In the meantime, we've ordered the appraisal and title work. Once I do my thing, it takes me about a day or two to push that file to the next step. Then we wait for the appraisal and title work to come back. Those sometimes can take a week. They can take 3 weeks. Just depends on how those other third parties we use, what their value is. So overall, I usually tell people in a perfect world, 30 days or less. And we're talking calendar days. We're not talking business days. And then if we have an appraiser that has a larger volume, that has a bigger coverage area, 30 to 45 days. But there are several different items that can pop up along the way that can delay your loan. For example, don't change your job. Don't go buy a new car. You know, there's different things that can definitely slow up your piece of it if you as a customer don't communicate with your lender. So the biggest advice, open communication, supply all your documents in a sufficient time. And from there, it's up to me to do my magic to make that experience an overall blessing and enjoyable, less stress for the customer.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.